From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The coming political season is where we're going to begin this hour. We're going to hear about the strategy of President Bush and the Republican Party headed into November's midterm elections. And we'll hear from a Democratic strategist about her party's plans to try to take control of Congress. First, the Republicans, who are going back to a strategy that's won two elections in a row. As NPR's David Green reports, that strategy is facing its toughest test yet.
Brian Kaiser doesn't normally stand on this side of the road in Toledo, but last night he came out to greet President Bush's political advisor, Karl Rove, who was in town to support the Republican running for Ohio governor, Ken Blackwell. Kaiser was holding a large sign written in blue.
My sign says that Toledo is a blue city. And that's just, you know, based on the evidence of past elections. It shows that a guy like Ken Blackwell and Karl Rove, the only place they could come is the exclusive private country club where folks can afford to pay $5,000 a plate for a dinner.
Kaiser was with a few dozen other people with signs calling for President Bush to be impeached or for him to just fire Rove.
What do you think the people in there are going to hear from Rove?
Something along the lines of, the Democrats want to do bad things to America. They support the terrorists.
And that's pretty much what Rove said.
The problem for these Democrats is that their policies would have consequences. And in war, weakness emboldens your enemies, and it's an invitation for disaster.
And in politics, weakness can mean disaster, too. If Republicans have a poor showing this fall, it will hurt President Bush, the end of his term, and his legacy. Compared to 2002 and 2004, the landscape is less hospitable for him. There's more opposition to the war in Iraq, and his poll numbers are a liability for his allies. Perhaps the only thing the same for Republicans this year is their playbook. They're talking about the 9/11 attacks and portraying Democrats as weak on national security. On Monday, President Bush made this promise about the criticism.
We'll continue to speak out in a respectful way.
Maybe he will, but Mr. Bush is allowing Rove to let the punches fly. Last night in Ohio, he savaged Representative John Murtha of Pennsylvania. Murtha wants troops out of Iraq as quickly as possible and has said U.S. forces could respond rapidly in the Middle East from elsewhere. He spoke of several places troops could be based, including Okinawa, Japan. Rove pounced on that idea.
That's almost 4,900 miles away by air from Iraq. It's 6,000 miles by ship. I think, with all due respect, maybe Mr. Murtha needs to have his National Geographic collection of maps updated.
The Democratic National Committee describes Rove as the architect of the president's smear and fear tactics. Those tactics have worked. This year, however, Republicans are noticeably jittery. Some GOP candidates have been hosting the president at fundraisers in private homes closed to the news media. The White House says they just don't want reporters trundling through people's living rooms. University of Pennsylvania political scientist Catherine Dunn Tempest says there's more to it.
Clearly, you can control exactly who's invited, and you don't have to worry about any media coverage. So if you know that your district does not have high approval ratings of President Bush, chances are you don't want the local media coverage.
Polls show fewer Americans are buying the president's argument this year that the war in Iraq is part of the campaign against terrorism. Tempest points out that even some of the president's core supporters are worried about the situation in Iraq.
So unlike 2002 and 2004, where I think the base was, you know, fairly happy with the Bush administration, and they were out there trying to mobilize voters and get the vote out, I think that part of the party is a little more disgruntled this time, and you can see it in the editorial pages across the country.
One other page of the president's political playbook has been to manage expectations. And this year, if Republicans lose seats but still control the House and Senate, they'll likely claim victory. And Rove can say he's maintaining a Republican majority in the country, however slightly. David Green, NPR News.